Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a special presentation of 1620 The Zone and the 1620 The Zone mobile app. This hour of the Men's College World Series special on 1620 The Zone is brought to you by Union Bank and Trust, member FDIC. '1620 The Zone is live at the Omaha Baseball Village, powered by Access Bank, here for a reason, and by Brookside Medical. Here are Connor Happer and Ravi Lula on 1620 The Zone.
We are here for what could be the final day of the Men's College World Series. Pour one out. 2022, Connor Happer, Ravi Lula with you from the Omaha Baseball Village. That's right, this is a combo that hasn't happened in a while.
Not on these airwaves.
Not on these airwaves, and here we are from the Baseball Village getting you ready for College World Series Championship Final Game Number 2. Ole Miss was a 10-3 winner last night with some late-inning heroics, including back-to-back-to-back home runs, which was a ton of fun.
The rarely seen back-to-back-to-back.
Never in the ballpark, otherwise known as the Chuck, and not in the College World Series since 1998.
Which was LSU.
I believe so.
Because, of course, it was LSU in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Rob Anderson tweeted out, the back-to-back-to-back home runs equaled the number of total home runs in 2014 College World Series.
Amazing.
And the number of home runs in the 2015 College World Series.
Amazing. I believe he also tweeted out Rob Anderson, who's, you know, is a good follow around this time of year for all things College World Series. He tweeted out the video of Jim Schlossnagel talking about it when he was a TCU coach in 2014, and he said, look, I got to be careful up here because I don't want to say anything too disparaging, but it's a shame what we've done to college baseball. He was referring to the stadium and how large it was playing and how the games were all 1-0 and everybody was just winning by bunting and stuff like that. He was like, this is the worst thing ever. Well, he only had to wait a couple more years and things are a little bit different now.
Don't worry, guys. We fixed it.
Hour one is presented by Union Bank and Trust. People don't have your money. Your money has people. Member FDIC, Connor Happer, Ravi Lula with you out here. Mike Neville is with us as well. Maybe we'll get Mike to pull up a microphone at some point. He's got takes.
Does he have takes?
I think so.
Let's get him
to have a take on something. And Chance is back in studio, and this is powered by Access Bank, here for a reason. Yours. We're going. We'll talk a little bit about what happened last night. First of all, I mean, maybe I should wait a little bit later until some more people kind of pile in here, but I do want to earn some brownie points with some Ole Miss fans. Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah.
Holy smokes. Yeah. 20,000 plus people here?
Yeah, the ratio is like 10-1 Ole Miss to Oklahoma fans.
So do you remember, so Nebraska played in that Big Ten final at the ballpark across the street at the Chuck. I don't know what year it would have been, but they weren't a great team, but they got all the way to the Big Ten final, and I think they were playing Indiana. And
that sounds right, yeah.
Wasn't
that the Kyle Schwarber team?
I think it was after, because the Kyle Schwarber team, I think they played them up in, you might be right. I have a hard time, the years blend together.
Sure.
But there was a time when Nebraska played here in the Big Ten championship, the Big Ten tournament, and in the final, they had to actually open up the outfield, you know, because it was, I mean, there was 20,000 people.
Yeah, there was an overflow.
There was an overflow, and that's not normal for the Big Ten tournament. People who are coming in from out of town may not know this. They also usually play the Big Ten baseball tournament across the street as well. It is not quite as star-studded of an event as this one is. Doesn't quite live up to that.
There were not 20,000 people there this year.
Not total over five days. So, yeah, take that into account. But what Ole Miss did and what their fans have done this week, and especially last night, and you will see again today, is going to rival that, if not more, and it's on a championship stage, which is a lot of fun. I enjoyed the last couple innings last night just for that. I hope that we get a good game today so we get sort of – so the crowd sort of has an impact on it.
Yes, yeah.
And we'll get to maybe clinch a national championship in daylight.
Always cool.
Is it cool?
I mean –
let's talk about this.
So I guess you would rather have it be a night game?
Well, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's a Sunday afternoon for baseball. That seems about right.
So like think about the dog piles that you've seen in super regionals. They usually happen during the day, right?
Yeah. A lot of times. Yeah.
I can't think of a time where we've clinched a national championship or a title of any sort really during the day. I just imagine myself sitting on the couch in the basement watching it and it's 10 o'clock PM and I'm like, oh, that's cool. They clinched a championship. Now I'm going to go to bed.
It used to happen at the College World Series all the time.
Right.
Cause it was a Saturday afternoon final winner take all game. And that's kind of when I grew up with the College World Series, so I'm totally okay with it.
And we had a weird one where it got pushed back a whole bunch because of rain in 2016. That was the year Coastal Carolina won it. They clinched it during the day, too.
Yeah.
But it was not scheduled to be that way.
No, but if you go pre-championship series, so when was that, 2011, 2008? When did they move to the championship series?
No, it was before that.
They switched ballparks 2011. I was getting that confused.
Right, yeah.
But it was like mid-early 2000s, right? They used to just have it on Saturday afternoon all the time. And it was great. It was a great atmosphere.
That's because CBS was running it.
CBS was running the championship.
They're like, we love when things are at 2.
And they're like, 2:30 is our sweet spot.
Yeah.
This is a winner-take-all. And it was great. It was terrific.
I don't know what it is about CBS and 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but they're just a huge fan of that time.
I have
time.
A theory that it is the old people network.
Uh-huh.
And so they enjoy – they're playing to their sweet
spot. What made you think that, Robbie?
Well, you know, mostly their programming.
The fact that 60 Minutes comes on right afterwards?
Yes, that every sporting event is directly followed by 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
That their entire lineup is built around procedural cop shows. And that Tom Selleck is prominently featured on every poster, every imaging.
For, still in 2022.
Yeah, he's in his mid to late 70s, I believe.
So I'm going to repeat this a couple times during the day. Great job, Ole Miss fans.
They did terrific.
You have made this event really, really fun this year in a year where we haven't really gotten very many good games, except for the two with Arkansas and Ole Miss leading into the championship series. Those were our one-run games throughout the entire thing. Other than that, we didn't have the first 11 games of the College World Series. All were decided by four or more runs.
Yes.
And some of them didn't, you know, some of the four-run games didn't even feel that close. So this has been made a fun event. I think it's because of the Ole Miss invasion to Omaha.
I got to say, this probably isn't going to be popular with the Ole Miss fans, but it might be the state of Mississippi in general, because last year with the Mississippi State fans, also incredible.
I don't think they lose a party. I think when they...
I literally saw a girl with an Ole Miss shirt walking in that said, never lost a party. I swear. Like, I'm not even making this up.
Nice. I want that shirt. I mean, look at what's going on across the street in the Jell-O shot battle.
I was just going to say that.
They're paying $4.50 for a Jell-O shot, and they've got what? They've bought 13,000 of them over the last 10 days.
Some dude bought $2,000 shots, $9,000 worth of shots in one pop.
Yeah.
Just, hey, we're just going to throw down a 10 spot here on shots.
When that scoreboard is up there, we're going to win it, regardless of what it is. And if we can't win on the baseball field, we're going to take things into our own hands and the Jell-O shot across the street, the Jell-O shot battle across
when
the street.
When they say never lost a party, they're like, especially when we're keeping score on the party, we will not lose.
They made this thing a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun last night, obviously. It got really fun late with the back-to-back-to-back home runs.
Yeah, the place was bouncing.
It was.
Yeah.
I don't want to be too hyperbolic because I haven't been to every game over the last, you know, at least since it's been here at this ballpark.
You?
I haven't been to every game. I'm sorry.
Yes, How dare you?
I'm just going to be honest with you guys. I haven't been to every single game.
It's embarrassing.
But I have been to most of them this year, and certainly that atmosphere last night was as good as it gets this year. And I would venture to say that it hasn't been much better in the history of this ballpark as far as the fans invading to try and bring their team to a national title.
The history of this ballpark, for sure. I mean, obviously, I can go back to some of the atmospheres at Rosenblatt. Yeah, you go back to Nebraska. Fans, with the Nebraska ones. Yeah. Although Nebraska did not do a whole lot slash any winning.
Hey, they won that one game.
They did. They did win the one game.
And then they had to pitch to Jeff Larish for some reason. They were like, yeah, let's pitch to this guy some more.
It seems fine. No, but so I will say if Nebraska had won a couple games, it probably would have – I mean, the stadium would have fallen down.
Yes.
The demolition would not have been necessary.
Yes.
The thing would have just imploded on itself, but – some of the LSU fans in the late 90s, early 2000s in at Rosenblatt. But as far as this ballpark, since we've moved over here, last night is probably as good of an atmosphere as we've had.
Connor Happer and Ravi Lula with you. There's a couple things that I want to bring up specifically because we have Ravi here. First of all, I sit down today. He's like, you want me to talk to some NBA draft for 3 hours? I got takes. I have things to talk about. So we'll leave an open forum for Ravi at some point during the show. He's told me that free agency is upcoming.
It's coming up. It starts on Thursday,
which is
I can't wait.
Look at him right now.
I'm so excited.
I don't know who's opted in, who's opted out, so we'll get some sort of rundown on that. Also, we'll be talking about pepperonis during the show.
Oh, I love a good pepperoni.
And just how
I brought you around.
Yeah,
I've brought you around.
It's worn on me a little bit, so I have to give Robbie some props on
wait
pepperonis.
Wait till you get in on the salami.
I mean, I'm already kind of in on salami.
No, but like,
but okay. Salami, just pull it out of the
bag
as a
bag
snack.
Salami. Yeah,
I mean, I do go to the fridge at late night, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to, you know, get
you don't want to make a whole sandwich.
I don't want to get any cooking tools out.
Yeah,
there,
no.
There can't be any knives.
It's self-contained.
So I will say, if there are cold cuts there, I'm reaching in.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm grabbing the cold cuts.
You know what's even better than cold cuts? Just little slices of heaven.
All right, so. We will talk about pepperonis during the show a whole bunch today. We'll talk about baseball. Maybe some Husker football. There was some news yesterday.
Things happened, yeah.
Yeah, which is sort of interesting.
Which is, I mean, that's perfect Nebraska in the middle of June, right?
Yeah.
Something terrible is going to happen.
Wow. Everything's going along just fine. You're actually, you might even be getting sort of confident. Like, this has been a weirdly strangely quiet offseason.
Yeah.
This is probably a good thing.
We haven't
Bang.
Lost an AD yet this year.
Great.
Terrific.
Yeah, we're 1 year removed from the Bill Moose saga ending, finally. I was reading some tweets from last year yesterday, and the quote from Bill Moose, because it was obviously Sipple who got in touch with them.
Sure.
That was the scary thing about Sipple losing his contacts, by the way. I was worried that he wasn't going to be able to call Bill Moose sitting on his ranch. But he called him right afterwards, and the quote was, apparently it was time.
That's the best.
That was literally Bill Moose's quote.
Apparently.
He's like, I thought you were going to stay through, because he had been on the record like
that he wanted to stay through the end of his contract.
As soon as a week or so before it happened.
Like, very, it was very public.
That he was like, no, I'm going to stay through the end of my contract.
And yeah.
There was, you know, that was what we all expected. And it was like, oh, actually.
Spoiler alert.
He's quote unquote retired now.
He did not stay through the end of his contract.
He did not. Because he was retired by somebody else. And then he said afterwards to Sipple, apparently it was time.
Yeah, he was like one of those boxers that thinks he's got something left and then they're sent into retirement by someone. Bud Crawford's done that to a few people.
Yeah.
And they're like, apparently it's time for me to be done.
I've been retired now. So it's been 1 year in the Trev Alberts era. Maybe we could grade that.
A retrospective.
There's been some things that have happened.
There have been things.
Is it presided over
I would call
any good sports teams, with the exception of the women's side?
Yes, I would. All of the men's teams have been dreadful.
Correct.
I think that's putting it nicely.
And that's all Trev's fault.
100%.
We'll discuss that.
New AD.
Plenty on the show today. All right, Connor Happer, Ravi Lula with you from the Omaha Baseball Village. We'll turn it over to Kevin Kugler, Scott Graham, John Bishop at about 1:45 today for Game 2 of the College World Series Championship Series between Ole Miss and Oklahoma. Ole Miss looking for a national championship. This is powered by Brookside Medical, revolutionary treatment for ED. We'll be back. More up next on 1620 The Zone.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time.
the world's best converting checkout.
Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.